Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome everyone back here to the Clay County Corner on this. It's not real bright out there yet. We've got fog here in Salina this morning, but I'm sure it's going to brighten up here after a while and get a little warm and muggy. We're sitting in here today. We've got some special guests coming up, as we do each Thursday morning, and we're coming to you live and in living color. I can't remember who used to say that on the radio years ago, about the time TV started. He would say, we're coming to you live and living color on your radio dial. And that's where we are this morning, and we're on WVFBFM 101.5, Kicks Country. Hopefully we got a bunch of folks listening in this morning. And if you hear something you really like, tell your friends that we're going to do a rebroadcast this evening about 6 o'clock, and they need to tune that in. And we've got a bunch of names on the birthday and anniversary list today. Going to give away a cake from the Salina Dairy Queen here in a little bit. And right now, we'll take a little short break, come back, and I've got a few announcements to make, and we'll crank up here with our first guest just in a moment. So right now, let's just take a little short break and catch our breath and get ready. Seems like it's been a month since I've been on here. But it's good to be back, and we're ready to go.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome everyone in here to WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And We're here, like we said before, every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and hopefully we have some information that folks would like to hear and some interesting characters on. And, you know, somewhere along the line, we come from character to being characters. I'm not sure just exactly where that timeline is, but we've got a very special guest coming up here just in a minute, and then after that, we've got Miss Natalie Boone coming on to talk about the 9/11 cruise-in celebration we have here in memory of the events that took place on 9/11. Of course, I remember distinctly where I was at that morning. I was on my way down to Nashville to a meeting of the Tennessee Educational Technology Coordinators, and I was down about Gainesboro, and I pulled off the side of the road and listened to the radio broadcast, and then when we got to our meeting, we found us a TV and hooked it up, and we did carry on with our meeting that way. That's one thing about us folks here in the United States of America. We don't let things stop us. We feel the pain, we feel the hurt, we know all these things, but that's one of the things that separates us from a lot of people in a lot of places throughout the world is that, you know, you don't get us down. We bounce back and we rebuild, and as in New York City on the same spot, and we go on. But like I said, Miss Natalie Bion, we're going to talk about that a little bit, and I've got Miss Lillian Chitwood White here with me this morning, and she's going to talk about her long and varied career here in Clay County and over a little bit over in Macon part of the time. But she's going to talk to us here in a few minutes. But first, we've got a couple of announcements we need to make. Got a message a minute ago that this is a little bit later on down the month. But make a note on your calendar. On September the 22nd, there will be a mobile Bloodmobile blood drive over at Clay County High School. And they will be going from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And this is just not for the students there at Clay County High School. It's an open blood drive, and want to invite the public to come down and donate blood that day. And also, I have a message here of a gathering. It's called Gathering 2. And that is for all former students, faculty, staff, and their guests. Just come out and visit some of your long-lost friends. 2 p.m. until, I guess, the last two people quit talking. That's is part of the, or in conjunction with the Moonshine Day celebration that's going on, and that's on Saturday, September the 5th. And I'll just read my little notice I got here. Last year on Labor Day weekend during Moonshine Days, well over 100 former students of Salina High School attended a gathering at the Clay County High School cafeteria. In order to make the gathering even more informal, this year the event will occur on the west side of the square. And in parentheses, we've got near the Clark Drugstore. So that will give all of us old folks the area that they're talking about. That's out in front of the antique store there now. And this Saturday, as I said, beginning at 2 p.m., and just for a meeting of conversation and talking, meeting. I know last year there were alumni back as far as the class of 1950, and students all the way up from through the class of 1999. They got together, renew friendships, discuss old times, find out what each other were doing at this time in their lives, and unlike this, you know, this gives everyone a chance to meet with people that, even when you were in high school, that maybe were seniors when you were a freshman, and you haven't seen them in years because, you know, we don't cross-mix our class reunions very much unless you happen to marry someone out of one of the other classes, and then you get maybe two classes involved. But the organizers of this event, they need help to make sure that this keeps happening. I know the CHS Alumni Association was pretty strong back probably until the late 60s, early 70s. I think they would have a big meeting in the old cafeteria at the high school. And I remember a Mr. Waddle used to come up and bring his dance band from down Hendersonville up. He had a big band dance band, and they would come up and play music, and they would have an old-fashioned dance there in the cafeteria. But now we need more help to keep this thing going, and if anyone would like to volunteer to help, call 931-243-3338, and someone will get back in contact with you. And of course, you know, we use the internet, email, all those things anymore to get the word out to folks. You know, we're getting to the point, even those of us that graduated all the way back in the 60s and the 50s have learned to use the computer, and some of us are still resisting. I see Miss Lillian shaking her head over here. I think she still types out the church bulletin and runs it off on her mimeograph machine. So she's fighting it tooth and nail, but she'll eventually have to give in, I think. But right now, let's talk to her just a few minutes and let her just really get started, and we'll take a little short break after she kind of maybe introduces herself. I don't know how we go about introducing you. We'll just let you do it yourself.
Well, I'm Lillian White. I was a Chitwood before, and I live out at Moss. That's where I've always lived, except one year I lived in Virginia when James was in the Army. Then that's the only two places I guess I've lived, I think. Can't remember the other one.
Have you been anywhere else?
I've been to all, since I retired in 85, I've been to all 50 states. I've been all the way across Canada. And by the way, I know where I was on 9/11. I was in Canada. We had to come across the border, and we had to stay on the other side for about 10 hours before they would let us cross the border. And I've been to Ireland, and I had a tour of Europe, and I guess that's the only places I've been.
That's not too bad for a little country girl from Mount Moss,
no.
Is it?
And I've enjoyed all of it. I love Canada because of the land and things that it just looks like it's all flat, just like it looks on the map.
Until you hit the Canadian Rockies.
Yeah, until you get there.
Okay, now after that short introduction, we're going to take a little short break and get in a little bit of advertising here for some of our sponsors. You know, we do need money to keep this thing going, and we do have quite a few local sponsors. And this is a reminder, too, of anyone that would like to sponsor on WVFB, to give them a call up the radio station and get lined up and get your message out to the people in Clay County, Monroe County, Overton, Pickett. I think this thing goes out to about an 80-mile radius, so we need to get more sponsors. But right now, let's take a little break from one of those sponsors.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sitting here in the old clerk's office here in the historic Clay County Courthouse. That's still holding together pretty good, considering it was started in 1870 and finished about 1873, so it probably won't fall in around us today. Still a pretty sturdy old building. And, of course, none of us have reached that age bracket yet. But we'd like to think we could, but that's probably beyond our realm. But right now, you know, there's I know there's some things, some important things you want to talk about first before we wander off on anything else, and that's some of the things that you're volunteering with right now. If you want to go through that a little bit.
And... Okay, I volunteer for the Clay County Library, and Elaine Cherry and I are both on the regional board. And that's just a volunteer. We get no pay. We just work for the library, and they're trying to expand it so that we can have more room. We're very, very crowded. We need the space, and we've been working on a building fund, and if any of you want to contribute, please do so. We would appreciate it.
And I think, what about the heat hour thing? Have we ever got anything
settled
on that?
They are working on that. We got Mr. Young got us a... I guess you call it some kind of a grant. I can't remember what you call it. But it's for the heat and air because it's kind of old and it doesn't do well and it uses a lot of electricity.
Do you know how many square feet are in that building?
I did, but I really don't.
I know
I'm not much of a construction person.
But if you go in the Clay County Library, right off the bat you can see that... there's a problem with space in there,
and
now,
very much so.
Which you know, which is good in one way, but it's not good in another way. It's great that we've got all those resources there,
yes.
But if you're going to use those resources, you know, they need to be scattered out and spread out where they're easy to find and where you can comfortably sit down and do research if you want to, or even go over and use the computers or sit and read a book while you're there.
That's right, and we just don't have the space.
Which is much different than the old rolling library we used to have, isn't it? And also, I know there's a couple more things that you're
yes,
working with.
Now we serve on the regional board.
Okay.
And its name is Falling River Water Regional. They changed all the districts and they named every district a river. So we're Falling Water River.
Falling Water River.
Instead of being the regional library, that goes in front of it. And we serve on that board. And also, we learn and try to have those two people from each of the counties that serve on that. And we go all the way now, since they changed it, we go all the way from Clay County being a pier on the border to down to Spotty Daisy. So it's spread out, and it's hard for some of those people to get to the meeting, so sometimes we have a conference call and do that.
Well, at one of these meetings, is that where you maybe try to find out some information about grants that are available through the state, through the federal?
Everything that the state is told, of course, we have certain rules and things we have to do, and everything that comes from the state is told at these regional meetings and what we can apply for and what we're getting as a book rental fee. We get our books from the regional.
Okay, and I know we have, I think we'll probably have a booth set up out here where we're selling books. And
I think so.
I think there was one for homecoming days where we had T-shirts, books for sale,
yeah.
Recipe books. I know we do have a few local
artists
uh-huh. and authors here in Clay County. Uh-huh. I know, Beasley, I know I've had him on.
I noticed in the paper yesterday that we have a lady who's got printed two books, published two books, and they're in the library. Almost anything you want to find on genealogy is there. It's just that we need a room where we can have genealogy and really put it where somebody can obtain it,
It's hard. Okay, on the genealogy things, are they just old family papers or still
they're
original papers?
That have been published by families and some old original papers, all of that, because anything we can get a hold of. Miss Peggy Davis and I work on that a lot, and we, of course, I can lead into this. We volunteered and printed a book for the west side of the river, and we have one, a cemetery book for west side of the river, and then we have a cemetery book for the east side of the river. And when we sell those, and we also published one with everybody that's gone since 1934 through 2003, I believe. I've forgotten whether it's three. It's three. A book for everybody composted or whatever it is.
Yeah.
A picture in the annual. And we've done that. No, it's on the wall. It wasn't on the annual. And we've done that and made a Salina High School book. Now, that's not Clay County High School.
Right.
Salina
right.
High School. And then in the other books, we're in the process of updating the one on the west side of the river. We have bought it twice. We've had it reprinted twice, so we are now going to update it.
Well, did you and Miss Peggy get out and tromp around through the woods?
Every one of them.
Well, I know family cemeteries.
Yes, that was the hardest thing we could do. And some of them didn't want us to be in the cemetery, which we have a right to be there, And we had some problems over that. But we went to every cemetery. We had Laquana Crowder helped us, and some more people helped us in this. But it was interesting, and we loved to do it. We went out when it was heat like today.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm wondering, unmarked graves.
We had a lot of those.
Ran into a bunch of those.
Uh-huh. We ran into those, and we ran into some that would have a rock up, and then you'd go to another cemetery and there was another rock. So we had some problems there. We had to go back and ask people what was going on.
As we were talking about the old building here, yeah. The old cemeteries, there just aren't people alive anymore that can identify yeah. those. And, I don't know if family members kept records of folks that were buried and that were, like babies maybe that not...
Yeah.
That were, very young, which was, a problem in this area.
I heard a bulletin off of this radio today saying that there's a man in North Carolina that does that, and he told you, he said, if you find one, don't do like we've had people to do. We've had two that were plowed up and they were gone. We knew they were there because somebody had told us
yeah.
they were there, and then some of them in Mr. Webb's book, we could go back. So he said that was a federal offense if you plowed it up. So we know of three that have been gone.
And I don't know whether you even remember this one or not, but I think there was a little family cemetery up in the head of the holler up above Everett Ray McLaren's old place where some of the Spears and
yeah.
Head folks may have had some children that were buried. I'm sure you knew
yeah.
that one existed
yeah.
that had probably, three or four graves in
yeah.
it. And those are, they were dotted all over the county. Back in those days, family cemeteries were quite
common.
Quite common because, transportation.
Yeah.
And and the fact of, you know, the less than modern day facilities, mm-hmm. and you know, usually cemetery was a family thing in those mm-hmm. days. Okay, I'd like to ask you a question about that one. Do you remember when we kept the graves completely clean with no grass on them?
Yes. Uh-huh. And we found a couple like that. I guess the one that hurt me the most, and I'll have to tell about this, I almost cried the whole time. We did St. John, and St. John has all of these little crosses up. That's the people that graves they moved, they said, to St. John when the dam was built. And it was really heartbreaking to see that. You didn't know who was there. They didn't have a mark. Some of them have marks, just
yeah.
ones that knew when they moved them, you
yeah.
know. That was a sad thing. But we put St. John and Fellowship in our book in order to take care of the people that are from here that are buried there.
But I think I remember, I think the McLaren Cemetery was one of the ones this early, when I was a child,
uh-huh.
that,
yeah.
They, you know, they'd gather in and have the what they call the Decoration Day.
Uh-huh.
And prior to that, everyone came out with their gooseneck hose and
yeah.
All the grass and everything off, and really the whole, and make sure the graves were mounded up
yeah.
real pretty. And they were as clean as what we, like a marble yard
yeah,
today.
That's right.
And seemed like, and I'm not sure if New Hope was that way or not. They may have been early in my childhood.
I believe New Hope was one of the ones that I remember.
But I do remember the McLaren graveyard, which a number of my older relatives.
I have a step-grandmother that's buried
there. Okay, now, well, all right, we've got off on that one a little bit. Let's talk about the Regional Health Council.
Okay. I go to Regional Health Council in Cookeville, and it's 14 counties, and each county is represented. And there I try to learn, I learn what's available, what's coming up, the things that we need to be doing in Health Council. I have to give this an example. The Health Council in Macon County is very, very active in things that they do. We mainly have been last year, but we had Mr. Boswell who came, and he was a good leader, and we got that pack that came here years ago, I guess it's been.
Okay, I know, I'm one of those folks that basically just on the mailing list, and I know you've chastised me a little
yeah.
bit about this because I don't make it to the meetings. Let's take another little short break. I guess we need to make a little bit more money so we can come back and talk a little bit more. Sometimes we have to do those things to get to do the things we really like doing, don't
yeah.
we? But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back with Ms. Legan here in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Why is my son having trouble in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with my son over his homework.
Home, walk, restaurant, need a review?
No, he's smart, but his mind wanders.
Seven wonders of the world.
Why don't you understand me?
I do. I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here with Ms. Lillian White, and she's been talking about some of the things that she's been involved in here in the county. But I guess before we go any further, I might ought to read our list of birthdays and dates, since we're going to be giving away a cake here for the Salina DQ here in a little bit. And we've got a rather lengthy list this morning. We'll begin on August the 28th. We have Bryce Bailey celebrating a birthday, and also his mother, Angie Bailey, on the 28th, And that is from, you know, from family members, grandmother family, mother family, wishing those folks a happy birthday. And also Ashley Nicole Owens, who's celebrating her 19th birthday, and that's a birthday wish from Taylor Brown and all your friends. And also, I believe Miss Diane Monroe is celebrating a birthday on August the 28th. And then on the 29th, Linda Hamilton, I think they announced this out at the football game the other day, it's her 55th birthday, so we'll just leave it at that. And also, on the 29th, Suzanne Smith from her friends in T-ville. And on August the 30th, Madison Key from her mom. And then on the 31st, Nisha Elise Meadows. Love her soul from mom, dad, and her little sisters. And then on the 31st, Bob and Joy Corley are celebrating their 46th wedding anniversary. And let's see, Deborah Collins, 49th birthday from her husband Darrell and their 8 children. And then we have Betty Strong Smith, who's called in by her sister Lisa Walker. On September the 1st, Brian Churi, looked like called in from his wife, and she declares him to be the world's best marble player. And then we have Jasper Donaldson, 5th birthday from Molly. Donna Burnett from her husband Gerald and the family. Kelsey Roten, her 19th birthday from Mama, Daddy, Jess, and Jeb. And also that day we have Max Walden, his 4th birthday from his aunt and uncle. And then Jacob Murphy from grandparents. Let's see, nobody on September the 2nd. We've missed a day here. But September the 3rd we have Chris McLaren, who is celebrating his 39th birthday. And that's from his wife, Amy. And then also, we have Phyllis and Junior Buford celebrating an anniversary. And I think I missed one back up. I think it was Terry Blake on the 31st. And that's our list today, quite a lengthy list. And we'll remind everyone that if you want to be included, you need to call 931-243. You'll get an answering machine, so speak slowly, clearly. Leave a phone number so we can call if we can't understand. And, you know, you can't ask this thing any questions. You just have to say your piece and say it like it's nice, slow, and clear so we can understand it and get your name on the list. And we'll draw out a number here in just a little bit and give away a birthday and anniversary cake. And you can go by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and pick that up. But right now, Lillian, I think there's a couple more things that you want to talk about.
Yeah, the Medical Reserve Corps, Barbara, a number of people have their name on this list when we first started. Barbara Steen and I attend from here to all of these setups that we do. We play out how we would, as I say, play out. We're timed on how quick we can, in an emergency, give medicine, if it's for E. coli or whatever it is for, the medicines, we distribute the medicines in case of an emergency. If it comes to an emergency and you've got these people, you've got to, that have got to have certain medicines or certain things done for them, you have to set it up. We had one here out at the nursing home some time back, I believe. That was, I call it play. It's not play, it's hard work. But we did one in Crossville the other day. Well, no, it's been a month or more ago. I know how it was done. I was not there because we'd already done that. You get in your automobile, you have a certain way you go. You take, you tell the ones what you want and what to do. So we practice what we preach. That's exactly what we do in case of an emergency, in case somebody, a fire or anything that's where we have to supply and get people in there for medical reasons. And it's a very good thing. We had a registration for this in Macon County and did a run there. We've done them in Carthage, Macon County, let's see, Crossville, Livingston, Gainsboro, I think we had one there. We have them all over this area, and it's just a wonderful thing to belong to. In fact, one of the former students at Salina High School, Randall, is that his name?
Yep.
Randall Short. He's a great leader, and we meet with him when we have regular meetings for the ARC. And he is a good leader. He's works out of Cookeville. He has a business there, and he works out of Cookeville with the reserve. And they're called out quite often.
Hey, guess what? We've run out of time.
Oh.
And we're just getting started.
That's right.
We've got to come back and talk about your political career.
Yeah.
We've got to get into your teaching career. So,
I want everybody to understand that I've done all this volunteering since I retired in 85.
But it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and we will get you back again another morning because we'll say to be continued.
Okay.
But we'll take a little short break and get our next guest on. I think we have got Miss Natalie Boone with the emergency folks. We're going to talk about the 9/11. So,
yeah.
It's a pleasure having you here with us this morning. But right now, we'll take a little short break.
Thank you.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Ms. Natalie's come in and sat down and joined us here for a few minutes, and we're going to get into the 9/11 celebration coming up here. That's right now upon us, isn't it?
It is.
Of course, we've got Moonshine Days this weekend, and next weekend, I guess it is Friday.
Next Friday.
Well, let's tell us a little bit about that.
It's our yearly 9/11 ceremony, pretty much the same thing as last year. We've got several awards to hand out this year. We've got all of our emergency service organizations going to participate in this. This is just something that we chose to do. We started this. This is our fourth year. Doesn't seem like it's been 4 years, but this is actually our fourth year. So we're trying to make this thing a little better every year, just to show our appreciation for our first responders.
It doesn't seem that long ago. Did we meet up here in the courtroom one night?
I think we did the first year.
And kick some ideas around, some things to do. And I think we had just come off of a pretty successful car show. And it'd be a good time to bring in some more vehicles around the square, some very important vehicles to Clay County. And, of course, beginning with the volunteer fire departments. And we have how many, again, in Clay County?
We have 8 fire departments and 1 rescue squad.
And they are located all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
Have we got any new ones in the last little bit, or we?
No, we've not had any new departments in the last few years. But East Clay, over in Willow Grove, you know, they were really struggling for quite a few years, and they have got some new members in there, and they have just taken that department and ran with it. They have got some new trucks. They're building a new fire hall, so they are really coming a long way in a short time.
Who's the fire chief over there?
The fire chief over there now is Nathan Purcell.
So we've got some activity going on.
A lot of activity going on.
Of course, we know the Highway 52 bunch. They're active all the time.
They are. They are. They're a very active department.
Of course, Horn works for the ambulance folks, mm-hmm. too, doesn't he?
Yes.
I see the chief now out there.
He is. He's the chief out there.
Okay. And, of course, out at Moss. Who's their chief at Moss?
A guy not a lot of people have heard of, but I think his name is Dale Reagan.
Seems like I've heard of him from somewhere or another. He sits in here every once in a while.
He does. I think he comes in here every now and then.
Every once in a while. And P. Ridge?
P. Ridge, the chief is Brad Stafford.
Okay, and they've been, I think they're one of the first volunteer fire departments we had. Who was the first one that was?
Moss is probably our oldest one. I think they were the first established.
Because I remember when we first started doing Moonshine Days that we put that was one of their money-making things. They got to set up a barbecue booth on each corner of the square, and I think we only had maybe three or four of the old Moonshine Days we had. And, of course, we've advanced a little bit from then. And our others, let's see, we've got...
We've got Solana.
Who's the chief in Solana now?
Thomas Montgomery is the chief in Solana. And then we have Mount Vernon. Matthew Smith is he recently took over as chief out there. And then Hermitage Springs, Jamie Allen is their chief. And I'm missing one. The Clay County Rescue Squad, Brad Stafford is the captain of the rescue squad. We have Baptist Ridge. David Bowles is their chief. So
we've got folks where we can cover the county.
We do.
Very quick, can't we, if an emergency does come up.
We have some excellent coverage as far as our fire service in this county. We're right up there with, as far as coverage, we're up there with some of the bigger counties.
And there are no paid individuals in any of the fire departments?
No, sir. It is all strictly 100% volunteer.
And anything they get is really... occasionally, I do know that the county commission does kick in some money for the fire departments, and I know they have fundraisers all year round with bean suppers and cake walks and just anything. And I know, like I said, the Highway 52 bunch out there, they've been in some contests on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and won. I think last year they won a contest placed in a contest with the Johnsonville Bratwurst folks. I was looking forward to them winning that again. And and we would have all the hot dogs and the brats on the square again. I asked James about that the other day, and he said he didn't know. So
this year we actually have the golf team from Clay County High is going to come over and do the food for us this year. So we're excited to have them.
They were over at the co-ed softball the other night, and I purchased one of those plates and a barbecue sandwich, chips, drink, and some great desserts. Now, if you
mm-hmm.
know any of the ladies that are involved with this, like Betty Jo White and maybe her sister and some of the other, they're pretty good dessert cookers.
Very good.
Make some dandy cakes, some pies, just all kinds of good dessert. Now, the desserts themselves alone are worth the $5 you'll
mm-hmm.
pay for that you will pay for. And it's for a very worthy cause, and that is our high school golf team, which kind of like the volunteer fire department, doesn't get a whole lot of money to spend on equipment and things like that, because they are a non-revenue sport. You can't charge to get into a golf match, I don't reckon. So they depend on folks like that, and it's great to hear that they'll be here.
They will. We're excited to have them.
Okay, and just a little bit about the other emergency folks around.
Our EMS folks will be here. Christy Allen is the director of the ambulance service. The sheriff's department will be participating, and the police department as well.
And we get all of those folks, and the time is, what time are we going to start it this year?
We will, the program itself will start at 7. We've asked our emergency services to start bringing in their equipment at 5 p.m., start setting that up, getting it ready to display. And just one quick thing, just to let everybody know, about 4:30 that afternoon, we will close this part of the street just directly in front of the courthouse. We won't have any streets or residences or anything like that blocked off, except maybe for the apartments right here, just to start setting up our equipment. But that is the only thing that we will have closed, is just this section of the street right here of Westlake Avenue, directly in front of the courthouse.
I think that's our normal procedure.
That's our normal thing. So
I'll probably need to get here about 4 then.
Yeah, we've got a guy who does the sound for us and sets all this up, parks these vehicles for us. He does an excellent job at that, so that would be you.
Well,
so we greatly appreciate your help in that.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to do that, and it's memory of a dark time, but it's also a time to celebrate. Like I said before, to celebrate our nation, to celebrate our ability to bounce back from things.
Absolutely. You can knock us down, but you can't keep us down.
Right. We will come back and get you.
That's right.
But I know we have a good time. I don't know who we've got lined up to do some live. We usually have some live singers.
We do. The group from Pea Ridge, they have graciously agreed to come back again this year, and Craig Ogletree. And we're hoping the choir is going to be here. They are planning for it, practicing for it. So if everything works out with some of the other issues that are going on right now, they will be back with us again this year. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, hoping that they will get to be here with us again this year.
And that's another young lady in Clay County that deserves a little round of applause, and that is Miss Sandy Smith.
Absolutely.
Who works with the choirs and comes out and really with any public service organization that's going on with something. If you get in contact with her, she will try to get some folks from the choir out there, and I know she helps us every year with our Christmas celebration here at the courthouse. Seems like she's got these little youngins blending together and making some beautiful music.
She does an outstanding job, and I always say I wish we'd have had a Miss Sandy when I was in school. So
she's got all kinds of energy.
She does. She does a wonderful job with them, and we're happy to have them.
And of course, we if you haven't been out here, and when Craig finishes with God Bless America, and all at once we turn all these lights on and those sirens go off. I mean, that is it's a hair-raising, bone-chilling experience if you haven't been here. And it's better than any fireworks show that I've ever been to, I believe.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the whole siren thing, that just kind of happened by accident that the first year. And so that's just something that we've continued and stuck with. And one other thing, too, I don't want to leave them out, the Boy Scouts. And
absolutely.
Cub Scouts this year, they are going to be participating this year as well. So we've got a couple of new groups that are participating with us this year, and we're happy to have them.
And you and I talked a minute ago about something that never crossed our mind before, I don't think, and that is that maybe next year we need to get the invite out to some of the folks from the counties around that might want to come over and join us that day, maybe send a squad car or a piece of equipment of some kind, and kind of turn this into maybe more than just Clay County.
Absolutely. You know, our talk of our little program has made its way around. I mean, other counties notice what we do. They have took notice of what we do that night, and they, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about it. So, and one more person, I don't want to leave him out, Mr. Bryant Dunaway, the district attorney, has graciously accepted to be our guest speaker this year. So,
okay, that's great. So we don't want to forget that. And, of course, we'll have our two mayors, I'm sure, here.
Yes.
As part of the program, as always. And, of course, we're grateful to have them out with us each time we have something. I know that they're always proud to be here with us and be a part of this. And Natalie, it's a little bit of extra work for you, but what you're doing, it's really not work, is it?
It's not. This is something that I absolutely love to do. So.
All right. Well, Natalie, it's a pleasure having you here again this morning. And right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. And can you think of anything else we need to?
Just one thing that we try to start reminding everybody is bring your chairs. We do have very limited seating out here on that night, so if you've got chairs, bring them. And we encourage everybody to come out and show your support for our first responders.
Absolutely, and it's a great, great day here in Clay County on that like I said, that afternoon and that evening. So everyone, come on out and join us. You will not regret the time spent, and meet with your friends, and it's just a great time around the courthouse square here in Salina. And thanks again, Natalie, for being
here
with us this morning.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. We have just changed visitors here in the seat. Kathy Murray is here with us now, and she's going to give us a quick rundown. I guess we're going to try to go through all the events real quick and what's going on and for Moonshine Days, which is coming up. Is it this weekend?
It is this weekend. Starts tomorrow morning.
And I noticed that Miss Betsy Betsy Fox, she's having an indoor art show here.
She is. She is.
A very, very talented local artist here in Salina. Does some great work, and she's got, look like a whole bunch of original paintings in there, and everybody come in and check out what she's
she
got.
She works in different media, and it's great because there's nothing she can't do.
Right. Okay, now let's get back to our
task at hand. Great. Okay, starting tomorrow morning, Friday, our vendors are going to come in and start setting up at 7 a.m. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, our food vendor inspection for anybody listening out there. At 10 o'clock, our festival kicks off. Our food vendors, our artisans will be set up. The games will be ready to go. We're going to have folks just milling around. Not a lot goes on early in the day tomorrow, but about 4 o'clock we start Hillbilly Pretty registration. And at probably 5 o'clock or so, the band Last Resort Band, they come on. They'll play until Hillbilly Pretty Contest, which is 7 o'clock. And then Last Resort will come on and play after Hillbilly Pretty is over.
It wouldn't be fair if we entered that, would it?
I don't think so, although Hillbilly Pretty, we might win.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, we would be shoe-ins.
We would be shoe-ins. We would. But, hey, don't forget, everybody, come dressed up as your favorite hillbilly, Beverly Hillbilly, any hillbilly, because we're going to pass out some hillbilly moonshine money to good-looking folks. So then Saturday morning, Thomas, we start off really early, 7 a.m., the half marathon starts from right here in front of the historic Clay County Courthouse. This year we have a certified course, and those people actually will be running for times that they can use towards Boston Marathon entry. 8 o'clock, 5K stagger. 9 o'clock, the festival opens. At 10 o'clock, we have Miss Jessie Key will be on the main stage performing. That's our live music begins. 10:45, Best Beard and Mustache Contest right off to the side on our little hillbilly stage. 11:15, BS and the Rest, that's a band that'll be performing on the main stage.
I was wondering there for a second.
I know. That's what, when I first saw that, I thought, at 12:20, Mike Cullison, and Mike's been with us a lot. He's awesome. He'll be on the main stage. Then at 1:15, Parent-Child Look-Alike Contest on the hillbilly stage. 1:45, Star Mountain on the main stage. 3 o'clock, Speed Limit on the main stage. At 3 o'clock also, our fun run will take place, and that's going to be right down here behind Upton's Funeral Home. And we're kind of calling that property, because Johnny McLaren owns that, and everybody knows Johnny is Booger, we're calling that Booger Hill. So that's where the fun run will take place. And at 4 o'clock, the Yeehaw Show will be down at the Women's Building, down at the Recreation Center. And that's going to be fun this year. We have a ventriloquist who's coming. We have Cousin Chet Catfish coming. 4 o'clock hollering contest. And that's going to be on the hillbilly stage. Also, around 4 o'clock, we will have our grease pole climb down on Booger Hill as well. At 4:30, Speed Limit returns to the main stage to play. Around 5 o'clock or so, at the dam launch ramp is where the kayak race is going to begin. That'll come all the way down to Donaldson Park is where they'll pull out there. 5:30 on the hillbilly stage, Kiss the Pig. And I think Diane Morrison has to kiss the pig this year from last year because we were minus a pig. So you'll actually get to see two people kiss a pig this year. 6 o'clock, Brimstone Creek is going to take the stage. At 7:15, Sky High will be on our main stage. At 8:45, we will announce all of our contest winners from the day. And then at 9 o'clock, Sky High returns, and they'll finish playing for the next probably hour or so. All day long tomorrow, though, all of our food vendors, our artisans, the Kids Rowdy Range, which will be set up East Lake Avenue, that will be open, our petting zoo, and pony rides.
Okay. Our outhouse races.
I forgot. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You know what? They're going to shoot me.
We want to throw in something here, too, and that is that Brimstone Creek will be back at full force this weekend. Gary is back from a medical problem, and Diane says he's nearly back to full strength, and he's able to sing and pick again, and we are so glad to hear that and get to see him on stage
again. That's true. And you know what else is really cool? Brimstone Creek, we're kind of going to double dip there and get them twice because they're going to be opening our Yeehaw show for us. So that at 4 o'clock, and then they'll be on the main stage at 6, so that's great. But at 6 o'clock up East Lake Avenue, we're going to stage the outhouses. We've moved that this year from the early afternoon to the evening for the
heat.
It's warm up through there. There's very little shade. The race will actually start at 7 o'clock, and that's one of our highlights. I can't believe I left that out. They're going to shoot me.
How many entries have we got this year?
I think right now we are at 12. We're down. And we have people who are still last-minute pulling together outhouses. We've changed it this year. We've gone to a modified outhouse. It makes these outhouses a lot lighter. And Mr. Ike Bonecutter has been working tirelessly modifying the majority of these outhouses.
Well, I've heard he maybe even put some spoilers on some of them and wings. Well, Kathy, I think that about takes care of that, and we're getting down close to sign-off time here in just a minute. But we need to, I've got a bunch of numbers in a little, a Chamber of Commerce thing there. Let's see. Guess what you pulled out?
A number that doesn't exist, right?
You know, it's a number that's a good number.
What is it?
It's either 6 or 9.
Oh, no.
But looking at my handwriting, it is number 9. And let's see, number 9, that would be Angie Bailey.
Oh, cool.
So Angie has won the cake this week, and hopefully we'll share it with Bryce since they do share a birthday. So Angie, if you'll go out by the Clay Chamber sometime a little bit later on today, that will be available, and you can have a, even though it is a few days past your birthday, they can put maybe enough candles on that and light it up, and y'all can enjoy a late birthday cake. But I guess we're about to run out of time here from the corner courthouse room in Salina, Tennessee, here at the Grand Old Lady of Clay County, that is on the National Register of Historical Buildings, and we just use the time out of it now every chance we get.
We do.
We've got our Clay County Opry that comes up every fourth Saturday around this area, so we want to remember all those things, but I guess it's time for us to sign off, and we'll just say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means no charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.